What do you do differently when you're home alone and there's no one there watching? Maybe it's an accepted custom within your home that you ignore. Like, recycling seems to be pretty common. Also, more common, eating anything you want, drinking and smoking anything you want, being nude, and treating your body like an amusement park as much as possible and as many locations as possible. This one, though, is much more simple.
Okay.
Whenever my wife goes out of town, I make sure everything is cleaned, the laundry is done, the dishes are done on Thursday, so that when I get home from work on Friday, I have absolutely nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I sit down in my chair and I enjoy the fact that no one is going to ask me to get up or do anything at all for the coming days.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a list of stuff that I need to have done or I want to have done, because whenever my wife is away, I always want her to come back and have everything just be kind of taken care of.
Yeah.
I do it first thing.
Yeah.
So just if she's going to be gone Friday, Saturday, coming back Sunday, get it all done on Friday.
Yeah.
And then I basically tiptoe around the house for the next couple of days so I don't have to go back and refresh anything.
Clean. Right.
So use a plate, wash a plate, put it away.
1-800-947-3979. What do you do differently when you're home alone? This one's sort of the opposite effect. My wife worked third shift for a year. It sucked a lot not seeing her. By the way, that's the thing. I'm always excited. You know, you're excited for your significant other to come home in that case.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean you don't enjoy the free time like that. Anyway, my wife worked third shift for a year. It sucked never seeing her, but I could watch TV and eat entire pizzas to myself with no judgment. Now she's back on first shift. I've lost 10 pounds and I'm behind on all my shows, but it's nice to see her again. Mm-hmm. I can see that. That would be, boy, if that was every night, that would be
great.
Slippery slope.
Yeah.
That would be a slippery slope.
Sure would be.
I like the one I saw on social media a little bit ago from Jalen. He said that when his wife is gone, he brings their outdoor ducks inside. And that reminded me, this is more so when I lived my...
Because
people have
like
pet ducks.
Like real ducks?
Yeah. Ducks are awesome
but
pets.
But he's bringing them inside?
Yeah. And it reminded me of when I was a kid.
Come on, guys. She's gone.
Anytime my parents were gone, I'd always bring the outdoor animals inside. Always. Like the dogs
really?
That were supposed to... Because we always lived on some sort of property so we could have bigger dogs versus living on an army base.
Yeah.
And if they were strictly outdoor dogs, just little... dusty puppies or whatever, I would always be like, come inside.
What if they did you freak out all the time that they'd take puppies. A dump or something?
No, I never even thought about it as a kid. I just wanted them inside because our pets weren't allowed on the furniture other than if like cats, but even our cats, I mean, we lived in Alabama, you know, it was spring and summer year round pretty much.
Yeah.
So it was so easy in those times to be like, oh man, mom's working late, dad's working late, my older brothers are watching us, they don't care, I'm bringing in all the pets. We did have one white cat. I forget his name. He sprayed everywhere that one time my little brother let him in.
Oh, boy.
So that was bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my brother had a weird habit of leaving doors open, so he also let him in the van one time on accident.
Oh,
cat
oh, no.
Sprayed the van.
Oh, no.
Awful.
Yeah, my parents didn't like that cat.
Oh, no. I can see why.
But, yeah, I feel like so many people can relate to that, especially if you've got outdoor animals. The moment the person who's, like, allergic or whatever, they're gone. Or they got that rule of, no, that's an outdoor cat. You're gone. You come inside, little kitty buddy.
This one's funny. When my wife is gone, I get so kitchen excited. I blare dinner-themed music, opera for Italian, rap for pizza, Latin music if I'm eating Mexican or making Mexican.
Rap then for pizza. Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
That'd be like, you know, Italian bistro music.
Yeah. Then I make a huge mess of the kitchen. I've done it once or twice when she's around, and it makes her so anxious, but I love it so much. Like, just the preparation is part of the joy. 1-800-947-3979. Let's see. Well, this one's the standard operating procedure. I make a bunch of noise, turn music up, and watch porn. Yeah, that's... That might be the most common.
All right.
There's a couple people text. Who have secret Netflix accounts.
Yeah, this text right here. When my girlfriend is gone, I log on to my separate Netflix account and watch the TV shows I want to watch, but can't watch when she's around. And I have to do it in a separate account so she doesn't see what I've been watching lately. She's very religious, and she would be pissed if she knew that I was watching shows such as Dexter or that new Menendez Brothers show, because she says that they are too dark to watch.
Oh, God.
For you?
Yeah, like, you don't have to watch them.
Yeah. That's good, though.
But, like, you're going to get
keeps your algorithm separate.
It does, but she, you know, and I can see why if she doesn't want to watch it or whatever, but, like, she gets annoyed. Like, she doesn't want you to watch them on your own time because they're too dark. It's going to turn you into the devil.
Yeah, it's one thing if she's just not interested. Like, there are plenty of things that I watch that my wife's like, no, thanks. I don't want to watch that, but I wouldn't have to make a separate account.
No. I mean, I can agree to or adhere to most people's belief systems, but if you're going to, like, drag it into, like, some sort of voodoo realm, that because I watch Breaking Bad, like, all of a sudden, I'm going to be...
show. Now yeah, I'm a ghost.
You're not allowed to watch What We Do in the Shadows because it's the occult and it's vampires that are hilarious.
Message from Booger Nails in Portland. I crack a beer, strip down to my underwear, and I play Fortnite until I fall asleep with the controller in my hand. I'm 43. This one from Forrest in Chattanooga. When my wife's gone, my son and I know we're getting the biggest burgers we can from Five Guys, and we're playing video games together till we fall asleep.
That's
not
cool.
That she dislikes either activity. She just would like us not to do it for the entire day. That's a cool bonding
thing
with you and your kid, though. That's
definitely a cool bonding thing.
That would be really cool. Like, mom's going to be gone, Dad. Are we doing our thing?
It's going to be gone next weekend because she's going to be with your significant other, Free Beer, and and Maitland and Kelly.
What are you going to do?
Go crazy.
It's going to be just you and the kids. What are you guys going to do together?
Nikki, you're eating General Tso's chicken, and I don't care if you like it or not.
Wait, does Evelyn get to go on Girls Weekend?
No, Evelyn's staying home.
Not old enough? Doesn't make the cut?
Mm-mm. I don't know, does she? Can Evelyn come on Girls Weekend?
Well, I would say yes, but I don't want your wife to have to also be mom, you know? I want her to be wild and net.
Very fair.
Also, who would she dress up as, you know? Our roster's stacked.
Yeah.
She'd dress up as her little brother.
Aw.
That would be kind of funny.
This text, I'm 40, single with no kids. I get laughs all day hearing coworkers talk about all the kids' activities and stuff. Complain about how they're picky eaters. Just chuckle and say nothing as I stop at Jersey Mike's on the way home and get exactly what I want. Then do exactly what I want on the couch and watch whatever I want. Then I go to bed. My coworkers hate when I point it out, but I love it. So what you guys are talking about is every day for me.
Yep.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I can see how you could get used to that.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
This text, Hot Wings talking about being locked in the bathroom when he takes a dump, even when he's alone. Charlie in Green Bay writes, I 100% agree. I try to take my dump as quick as possible, and I'm always prepared to jump out the window if I hear something outside. What happened to you guys?
I don't know. I think I watched too many survivalist type of things when I was a kid or something. I don't know. You know, we were exposed to a lot of dumb shows we probably shouldn't have been when we were really little.
All right, Howlings, your challenge for the weekend. When you get home today, I want you to poop with the door open.
Well, I can do it. I just don't like
it. Do it.
I just don't like it.
Do it. Plus, I think you're going to find it freeing.
Plus, it doesn't contain the heat that I like to have so much.
I like a warm bathroom.
I like to turn on a space heater. I like the warmth. Yeah,
you like the white noise of the blow dryer?
It's a very safe spot. Yeah, it is. I'm telling you, man, it's my zen zone.
That's my zen zone.
It is. It always has been. Because, growing up, I had two sisters and, you know, mom and whatnot. And so, like, when I even if I wasn't doing anything bad, I was just reading a magazine maybe, I'd go in there and I'd lock the door because they'd think I was going to the bathroom and they'd just leave me alone. My sisters wouldn't bug me.
Were they harassing you?
Well, I had an older and a younger sister, of course they were, you know, and I would bug them too, but
that's true.
If I wanted my alone time, man, I would put the heater on, I put the fan on overhead, all that white noise, and I would just sit, I'd sit on the floor and read. It was great. It's my favorite room.
The bathroom?
Absolutely. I love it.
Still now.
Yeah. Definitely.
Would you put an easy chair in there and just hang out in there? Like,
if it was big enough, maybe.
Like the way some people hang in their kitchen or whatever?
If it was big enough, I might consider it.
This text, this will put a cap on it. What do you do when your significant other's away? When my family's away, I slam IPAs, smoke as much of the devil's lettuce as possible, and watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy. And when I start to goon, I tell myself I'm not going to pull out and just let whatever happens, happens. A lot of what? Like the couch cushions?
I don't know. I mean, as long as...
J.D. Vance?
What'd you order? Like a personal gooning pizza or something? You making your own toppings?
No.
What's happening?
Yeah. I mean, as long as you know where the rain lands, it's fine, I guess. You gotta keep tabs on that stuff.
This one, when my wife is gone, I turn on her TV shows because I miss her, and I go into depression until she comes back.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're a loser.
That's terribly sad.
I think that makes him a loser.
Yeah, it does.
Kind of sweet.
You're codependent.
Maybe that.